Welcome and welcome and welcome to the ninth month of the year. We said earlier in the service that in the ninth month, the woman delivers the pregnancy. And so this ninth month shall be for somebody your month of supernatural deliveries. Every expectation that has been delayed, I declare the expectation shall be released. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. On the instruction and teaching side, is our month of above only by the wisdom of God. Wisdom took Solomon up. Wisdom took David up. That wisdom shall take you up. Can I hear a louder amen? And so we are looking this morning on these blessings. It's a double barrel service. It's a blessing Sunday service. And also a service of thanksgiving for the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. We are looking at wisdom for the blessing of God, part two. Wisdom. Psalm 35 and in verse 27, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity this weekend. Another one is doing their first year anniversary today. If all those churches are there, you can just let us see them. And the Lusaka Zambia itself. And then three churches in the UK. Luton Church planted today. Three churches. Give me the list of them. Three of the churches in the UK also planted today. We can also show them. And we ask that the blessing of the Lord be upon those churches, and the Lord cause them to grow and increase in Jesus' precious name. God is pleased with the blessing of his people. He is pleased with the prosperity of his servants. But there is the wisdom that makes people to access supernatural supplies, access the blessing of God. We looked at them in the first service. We are going to look at the same as we use different illustrations or references. Number one, wisdom to walk in the blessing is alone God has chosen is yet young and tender. And the work is great in life. Affection for God brings additions to life. Affection for God makes life. Papoyedeko said, until you know my heartbeat for God, you don't know my secret in life. I've seen people say, of God, that are truly qualified for the blessings of God, possess love for God, expressed in the things we do, expressed in our love for his house, where Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, said, you are Elias? Some said, you are Jeremiah? And others said, one of the prophets. And then he asked them in verse 15, and he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, sponsors height in life. Hallelujah. Light. Now when I say light, I am not just talking about revelation you saw. I am talking about light you are walking in. Revelation. The first thing, your first secret. Alright, that's Dunamis Litton starting today for the first time. and Middlesbrough also starting today for the first time. The Lord bless these congregations and cause them to explode in Jesus' name. Somebody say a loud amen. Walk in the light of revelation. Number three, be generous towards God. Be generous for scarcity in life. Scarcity. Generosity towards God is cure for scarcity. Other things in place, generosity towards God will swallow up poverty, empty-handedness. That is granted that you are hardworking and granted that you do the things you are meant to do. Generosity towards God. Generosity towards you and God. It is confirmed that will not lack. And lackers do not give. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Acts 20, 35. I have showed you all things. How that soul laboring. I'm speaking from a practitioner's point of view. Consistency of giving, year of 1986. Are you following what I'm saying here today? I pray today that every spell of shortage and scarcity in your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Abraham was generous towards God. David was generous towards God. Solomon was generous towards God. See how he turned their lives. Kenneth Copeland came to minister sometime in Canaan land. He was given an honorarium to honor him for coming and all that. He said he wants to separate the tithe and pay it before he leaves. Wow. And it shows. When people struggle with giving to God, because the challenge, you hear the testimony of the man, Shuttlesworth, who came, $15 million worth of property, an aircraft to move him about, giving to him free of charge. When I said, what do we do in terms of transferring something like an honorarium to you? He said, if you give me an envelope now, I'll return it back to the... With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face. I will plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name shall his home be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea. Influence over people. I will set his right hand on the rivers. Influence over multitudes and resources. Why? I have found David my servant. Until God finds you as a servant, he can't do much with your life. I have found David my servant. The question somebody need to ask themselves this morning is, can God refer to you as his servant? I'm not talking of pastor now or teacher or evangelist or prophet. Servant. That is in active service of God. You are serving God in one aspect of your life or the other. When that is confirmed, then you don't need to beg to be blessed. Whether you are at Ibuichi, in River State or Neiman layout in Makurdi or Aloub, Uniport, wherever you are, you will not beg to be blessed. You can't beg to be blessed. Hallelujah. Be committed to kingdom service. Number five, be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to others. Being a blessing to others. Being a blessing to people qualifies you for the blessing. Genesis 14 and in verse 14. The Bible said, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318 of them, and pursued them unto Dan. 318 children born in his house. Abraham was feeding the parents and training the children. The total number of children he was taking care of was not 318. It was only 318 he recruited out of them to make them soldiers. Maybe there were 2,000 children on his dining table, apart from their parents. I want him to be poor. When the number of people surviving from your hand is plenty, supply from heaven will be massive. Did you hear what I just said? When the number of people surviving from your table is plenty, resources from heaven will be abundant. Because God knows that if you are dry, many will die. If the number of people surviving from your hand, from your table, is plenty, resources from heaven will be abundant. Because God knows that if you are dry, many will die. This word that I just spoke now, wind can't carry it all. Fan that is hanging on your resources. He's seeing the widow. He's seeing the indigent. He's seeing them. So he ensures that you are sustained. Am I communicating? I have people that I have sponsored in school that I don't know. When Makodi Benue said some time ago, two children, the same parents, my wife brought them to me and she said, do you know them? I said, I don't know them. She said, they are on your scholarship. Really? This one is reading English. This one is reading engineering. Their father is lost. You are the one paying their school fees. Oh, wow. God bless you. And I bless them there. Not long after that, one of them came and she was brought to me that she to ask if the church can give her an account with her bank. Do you know that is how life is all about? That is what life is all about. And God knows that these people are depending on this supply, so it cannot dry. For almost 30 years, every time I give my tithe, I also give my... Just do your best and ensure that you don't live to yourself. You can start where you are. One of the earliest times, I can't remember, was it 12 naira or 20 naira or something? Somebody's school fees I paid. A woman came to me. Her husband was dead. Her child was in primary 6. Is it Garki second primary school or something? And that she needs prayer for that child's school fees to be paid. I told her, I said, this is not a prayer point. If you have any other prayer, tell me, let's pray together. As for this one, it's not a prayer point. Anytime the school fees is ready, let me know. For as far as she wants to go in life. Give her the first. There are, so you start from where you are. Whether it is a primary nursery school child. In fact, one pastor testified here the other day that he is taking care of people's children, widows' children. Not that he's bringing money from his pocket. You heard the testimony? That he will go to a school and say, I have some widows' children that need to go to school. Can you help me keep the scholarship? The school say, okay, bring two of them. Bring three of them. Another school, bring four of them. That is, he has 50 now, right? That is how he's sponsoring 50 children without put one dime from his pocket. You know, when God sees that is in your heart, he will put solution in your hands. For most people, the matter is not in their heart. That is why they are not seeing the kind of result they should see. If it is in your heart, God will put it in your hand. In our place in those days, he said, in those days, people are required to donate for school teacher. And then the missionary people who are also the teachers and all of that. Everybody bring one yam for the classroom teacher. Bring, donate egg for the people in the mission. And then some disgruntled people will say, I don't have what to eat. They're asking me to donate to teacher. And with that mentality, their scarcity continued. But that was not how David was. David was looking for where to sleep. And he was squatting people that were homeless. 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 to verse 2. David himself was looking for where to sleep. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves to him. And he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. Warriors, they can eat. 400 able-bodied men hanging on one person. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. But he sustained. Be committed to the spread of the word of God. Be committed to the spread of the word of God. It's a key to, it's a wisdom key to the blessing. See what God said about Abraham. Genesis 18, 17 to 18. Genesis 18, 17 to 18. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children, that is his immediate family, and his household, that is his labor force. These people that we say were born in his house, all the employee force, he will command them. And they shall keep the way of the law to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Hallelujah. That is, spread the word on the go, on the move. Hello? We went to Lagos Church the other day, one of the churches in Lagos, First Ark Church, for dedication last Sunday. As we approached the hotel entrance, hey, pastor, pray for me. Oh, pray for me. Oh, pray for me. I said, really? All right, all of you come. Come, let's do the prayer. I'm sure you are used to, you know that. I think somebody recorded it that day. All of you come. All of you come. Let's pray. And now I'm going to pray for you and God is going to bless you. But there is a secret of being blessed of God is seek first the kingdom. I preached a very sharp message to them, led all of them to Christ on this spot, right in Abuja Airport here. And he said unto them, when I sent you, that is to go and preach the gospel without pause, without scrip, without shoes. When I sent you, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. When God sends you, he pays you. He pays you. When you do his work, he pays your bills. In Luke chapter 10, he said, he appointed 70 also. Every appointment has his consignment. Every appointment has its entitlement. When you are on his appointment, you are not permitted to be deprived of your consignment and your entitlement. And I want you to do it with. There are places I have gone to minister. They feel like honoring you with something. And they say, this is what we can honor you with. That is that lobby of hotel last Sunday in Lagos. Like, was it from after midnight prayer in the morning? The morning. After midnight prayer. They are being prayed for, being led to Christ. I'm not going to collect anything from anybody for doing this. I am doing this so that when I go to heaven, I will meet many people who say, you led me to Christ at the hotel. You led me to Christ at Dubai Airport. You led me to Christ at the shopping mall. I am grateful to you, otherwise I will be in hell now. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There is no level of being a preacher that releases you from this kind of assignment. And I want you to. So I said, I've gone to a place and said, we appreciate you for coming. What they gave me as an appreciation for coming is less than one-tenth of what it took me to go there. But I am not counting of whatever they gave as an appreciation. I am counting on the one who sent me to take care of everything. And he's doing it, he's overdoing himself, the one who sent. This is another day, right? The plaza where we went for the program in the morning. Yes, that's right. This is another one. Went somewhere at a shopping mall and then on our way for a program. And then this one. So say, good morning, sir. Bless you. Bless me. And I saw all of them standing on the balcony of the shopping mall. I said, all of you, come. Let's meet here. See them running. All of you, come. Let's meet here. And after the prayer, I handed them over to one among them. The one with the focused mustache there. To bring them to church. The mustache is focused. There are some that are distracted, but that one is focused. Hallelujah. And he brought them. They were here last Sunday. I saw them. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you expect me to be stranded? No. Jehovah God who said, when I sent you, did you lack anything? You expect him to leave me alone? No, lack and us based on what we do. It's as far from us as the east is from the west. Because God is faithful and he's a rewarder. I welcome you to these keys, wisdom keys to the blessing of God. Let's go through it. Number one, possess. Can you say it after me? Number one, possess love for God. Number two, walk in the light. Number three, be generous towards God's God. Number four, be committed to kingdom service. Number five, be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to people. Number six, be committed to the spread of the word of God. Somebody who is blessed today, say amen. Somebody who is highly blessed, shout the loudest, say amen. You think you are almost more blessed than any other person here. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. My counsel is after a message such as this, identify action points. The ones you are not faithfully discharging, identify them, apply yourself to them, and we shall hear your testimonies. Somebody say amen. We heard so many testimonies during the conference. And we want to celebrate God. Carmen Lamido, Taraba State. This is a mountainous area. I'm sure that when you come to Jalingo, you'll travel distances. There is a place where a time where you don't have vehicle to go anymore. You have to climb motorcycle or water or something. It's mountainous areas. That is where this church is connecting from. Give the Lord a praise. We had a short clip of it the other day. I don't know if you have it there, but my plate on that time. But beloved, the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. For the next 8 minutes, if you believe that God is about to usher you into a dimension of the blessing you have never seen before. You know the kind of testimony that Jonathan Shuttles was shared. The God who is no respecter of person is about to give somebody that kind of testimony. And if you believe that you are going to celebrate, do it now. In the next 8 minutes. Over what God has done for us already. Over what he is doing now. And over what he will do for you in this month where you have supernatural deliveries. If you already have a testimony we have not received, right at the back there, somebody will receive it. But I want you to praise God. Can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness. I receive the grace to love you like never before. In the name of Jesus, to walk in the light, to walk in generosity, to walk in commitment to kingdom service, to be a blessing to others, and to be committed to the spread of the word of God. I come before you, I receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anybody believe you are blessed already? Shake the hands of three people. Tell them, I am about to celebrate my blessing. The frontier is free for up to 50 people who want to dance the blessing dance. You have a testimony. Something is waiting for you there. After that, you shall be taking the communion of the blessing. Let's go. 8 minutes. Everybody on the gallery, be upstanding.
We give you all the praise.
Hey!
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise. Hey!
We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
Hey! Say, O Lord.
Thank you.
I am seeing many on the gallery just standing still. Don't let the distance disconnect you. Anybody on the gallery about to celebrate your blessing, shout the loudest amen. Anybody in the main floor celebrating your blessing, shout the loudest amen.
Oh.
Are you ready to go? Let's go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
Hey! see people. Shout to the Lord. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Go on ahead, wave your lights.
He's freezing.